For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome back to Sabres Live here. Beautiful Monday in July. And because I don't have my earpiece in and I couldn't hear producer Jeff telling me, hey, we got quarter season plans. You have to do this before the break. I said, we'll do it after the break. So yes, quarter season plans are available right now. Pick your plan and choose from three game plans, the weekends, weekday, and all-star plan, which features marquee matchups and opponents. Prices are as low as $26 per seat per game. Go to sabres.com/partial to get some of the details, and maybe you get your quarter season plans. That's a great way to just, you know, maybe you want to come to some games. You don't want to come to all 41s of them. Well, there's 40 of them now because one is going to be in Europe, but still. You know, so that gives you 10 games.
I'm not making this up. A lot of folks who approach you in the summer and say you're looking forward to the season. Obviously, after the season before last season, there was the, you know,
buzz.
The buzz and the playoff discussion and everything else. So it was all in. This year, I'm finding, and happily so, actually, a lot of people saying, I think I'm going to do the quarter plan.
Yep.
I'm going to get a spot of games here. So that's nice. So I like that.
Some people like to do the weekend games, and I know a lot of people like the weekday games, like a Tuesday night game. They love it just because, you know, often weekends are busy. You got kids' activities, but on Tuesday night, you're just saying, hey, kids, stay home, do your homework. Mom and I, or me and my buddies are going to a game.
We had a brainstorming meeting with maybe one or two brains in the room recently.
I wasn't there.
At the offices. You were... That's what I'm saying. Only one or two brains are in the room about what we should do. It was a broadcast discussion.
Yes. But
I'd be interested at some point. You and I are on tomorrow. Maybe if people want to tweet us what they would like to do with any special themes for weekend games that they haven't heard of. But I really love the Kids Day theme that we have at the rink because I just think the sound and the buzz and the energy is, first of all, so genuine and innocent and what I kind of align myself with, because as you know, I mean, I marvel sometimes at all the diving into the stats and everything that you guys do on your end of things. And it's fantastic to help you learn about consistencies that a player will have, tendencies that a player will have.
Gives you answers.
I'm still the 5-year-old kid that says, I just want the team to play really good tonight. And actually, for the job that I do, that's all I, you know, I don't care if somebody has the puck on their stick for a minute five. If that minute five gives me a wow moment that I can call, then that's great. So that's kind of how I see
the game. Or the kid's going to warm up and sit and look at the glass just to get a glimpse of Ukko Pekka Luukkonen and his equipment. And like, I was that guy. I used to go watch Mike Liut with the Hartford Whalers they come to Quebec City. My dad worked a company, construction company, and they had season's tickets, but nobody wanted the Hartford Whalers game, so he got most of the Whalers game. Everybody wanted Buffalo, Boston, Montreal, Rangers, Philly, whatever, right? But nobody wanted Hartford. We got a lot of Hartford.
And now everybody wants Hartford back in the league somehow.
Yeah, well, we went to a lot of Hartford games, and I would go right below and watch Mike Liut, and I'd be like, oh, look at him as a goalie, right? That's what kids do. There's an energy... A half hour before the game, 45 minutes before the game when they do it. But that's a great idea.
Like
let's have that conversation.
Like a college game day
where atmosphere.
You get a college band in the stands somehow, somewhere, just doing...
I like we have live music.
Like, and even
that's when you take your breaks, usually during the intermission.
Yeah.
But live music in the intermission is great. I've loved that. A lot of things that are happening that are fun at the arena. New scoreboard this year. That's going to be really cool for the fan base. So I know it's going up soon now. So that's one more thing. But tomorrow let's put a tweet out in the morning, a post out social media.
What kind of special themes do you want?
What do they like? Like that would
be
great.
What do you want to see?
Well, one of our social media post today was training camp battles, right? What do you expect in training camp? What are your big storyline in training camp? I look at the group of fours, Dan.
Okay.
So my top six was basically Thompson and Tuck with a hole on the left side, Paterka, Cousins, and Quinn, right? So there's five out of six. Who do you think grabs that top left winger spot? And maybe that's Peterka, and then that opens up a spot on the second line. But I'm just saying, five of the six spots in the top six are filled, in my opinion.
Right.
Who grabs that last spot?
Well, to answer your first question, for what I know and have seen of Peterka's game and what I think that top line would continue to need, which is the need for speed, Peterka, for me, I wouldn't even hesitate. I'm not the coach. I'm not the general manager. But I would have Peterka up in that top.
With Thompson and Tuck.
With Thompson and Tuck. Okay. I think I wouldn't leave any doubt or worry about we need to spread this out. Especially to start the year like we talked about.
Almost 30 goals last year for J.J. Peterka. Yeah. And he can score.
And again, you know, it's obviously he's going to get used to what Lindy wants out of him as far as complete aspects of his game. We all know that he's fast. I often said last year, because I haven't gotten to know J.J. super well. I know enough of him without saying we don't know anything about our guys. But, you know, there's sometimes where you just, again, we tend to leave guys alone to do their job. But what I do know and like about him is his straight line speed when he gets at anything. So right there, we're watching highlights, attacking a puck in the scoring zone and then sticking around the net and jamming in a rebound. I think the latter part of that comment is what you want to see from
tenacity,
a guy
learning. I think, is big.
Yeah, so don't
game.
Give up on the play, right? I mean, Rob talks about it all the time, so do you. A lot of guys will just skate around the net. We're watching a highlight where JJ takes a shot from the slot for radio fans, comes around the post and just kind of taps it in because the puck lay there behind the goalie. A lot of guys would just skate by it. They wouldn't even know it's there.
Curl right instead of curling left.
Yeah, so great to see that. So I often said last year, and I don't know, this might be so far wrong, but when you see a young player, you wonder from our position, does he realize how good he can be?
Yeah.
Like, does he? A lot of it right now.
It's overwhelming because they're in the NHL, but you are a stud. You can be like dominating.
Yeah, when you were young coming into the game, you knew you were good, but there's just a point where, in this particular instant, let's look at Casey Mittelstadt. He comes in with all this fanfare about a great shot, and he came in with fanfare that was somewhat deserved for the level of hockey he came from, right? It was a bit rushed in the minds of many to get to where he wound up, but boy, where he got himself to by the end of his time here was at a place where the perfect world was that was here 4 or 5 years ago, and you were ready to do that.
I got Bo Byram out of it, so I'm excited about it. So that's good.
Yeah, but I mean for player progression. And I know I'm saying on JJ.
If your day sounds like
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Jay Longer, and I forgive me for your question.
No, that's good.
For JJ, it is, I'd often sit back and if I knew better, and if it's not my place, first of all, to say, from what I see, I don't know if you know how good you can really be at this game. And here's the good news. We all want to rush things for young players, and especially now, right? As soon as you see them on Twitter, Instagram, from the age they're 15, 16,
World
17,
juniors,
18, you're rushing them to greatness.
College.
Yeah. And that greatness for most people takes 4 or 5 years to get there. Not everyone's a Crosby, a Lemieux, and all this. So, for me, J.J. Peterka, I think, can skate with or outskate anybody. I think he's built like an ox when it comes to if you need to be physical. I'm not saying you go looking for anything, but just, you know, maybe you could work on the tree trunks a bit and make sure that you are like Sidney. Try to knock him off a puck. Make it hard that way. Protect the puck. Shoot the puck. Get there with speed, and then with Lindy, obviously I don't want to coach for Lindy, but he's probably going to make sure that you also have a commitment to skating back towards your own net and breaking up the plays to create
offense. He'll definitely learn a lot with Lindy Ruff as the structure of the game.
And hopefully he welcomes that and knows he needs it.
I'm sure he's not a young player anymore. He's got experience now, and like I said, almost got to 30 goals last year, was on pace, and played really well. Okay, so you're saying Paterka, Thompson, Tuck is a unit. You're saying Cousins and Quinn, and now there's a hole. I'll tell you, I'll give you three players' names, maybe four, and
you
tell
go.
Me who you
I've
like.
Talked too much.
So
you go.
Jason Zucker, Jiří Kulik, Zach Benson, Peyton Krebs, right? Like you're saying, okay, like out of these guys, who do you see then being and earning a spot in the top six in training camp?
I think Zach Benson's smart enough to do it. I'll be interested to see what his offseason was all about as far as strengthening.
Yep.
I'm not saying he was weak. I just mean continue to grow. Like, what's he going to look like this year?
Yeah.
I know statistically throughout his career, he has had that, what you want to see, I call it a ladder of the numbers just keep going up every year. Now, that was the first year and a pretty unique year for an NHL rookie at his age.
18 years old in the NHL.
So,
it could be Konstantelainius this year. Like, it was Zach Benson last year, and now
100%.
It could be Konstantelainius.
But it's part of his story. The story has started to be written here for Zach Benson. Everything I saw from Zach Benson as far as being in the right place at the right time, making good decisions with the puck, meaning you have possession, and then getting it to the front of the net to have opportunities to score. He checks every single box. The only box he doesn't check is he's going to run anybody over. So, but do you need him to do that?
No, but he can be like
Dylan Cousins
and have tenacity and not lose these one-on-one.
Well, and
balls.
He does, but he's 18 years old. This guy hung around the front of the net. He ran into every tough guy on the defensive end you could come up with in the National Hockey League.
Oh,
as
yeah.
far as, you know, we're watching a highlight. McNabb's here. He ran into Trouba. I mean, defensemen tried to knock this kid off his game.
Against
this young man.
Where he got a penalty for not doing anything. And
I know.
He was everywhere on that ice.
No, and I think there is a fire in him. He's, I don't know what the word is. There's a phrase, right? When you, I actually watched it on a show I was watching last night. Better Call Saul. Oh, Nobody. Yeah. Have you seen the movie Nobody?
No.
It's a good one.
Okay.
It's a little revenge
movie.
It's
the end of the summer.
Yeah.
But anyway, Benson, but it is Benson would be that guy for you.
Yeah, it's a don't judge the book by its cover when it comes to the tenacity or the fire in someone. To me, Zach Benson, I don't think I want Zach Benson on the third line right now. I think I'll put him in there for now.
Okay.
But this is a nice problem to have because Zucker is the experience I want on that line.
And he was almost 30 goals 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So you're looking at Zucker saying, hey, he can still put the puck in the net. And you did sign him to, you know, a free agent contract. So you bring him over. And I think Zucker is more in my top six. But I want to see Benson in camp. Can you earn top 6 minutes? Jiří Kulik, can you earn top 6 minutes? It's going to be harder because there's already 13 forwards, I feel like, with Peyton Krebs, if and when he signs, on the roster right now. Yeah. It's going to be harder for the Roseanne and the Kulik and the Lucas Rusecks to earn a spot. But if you do well in camp, the door's open.
Well, because you could argue Benson did earn the chance last year. I mean, everything he did was to earn an opportunity to not just stay here, but, hey, everything I just showed you at 18, it's only going to get better at 19. And then, by the way, when I turn 20, which is crazy to talk about.
Yeah.
I've got 3 years in the league. Oh, my fourth year, I'll be 21.
Yeah.
And think of what I'll figure out by then. So, you know, for me, I just like the upside on number nine is
so a year ago,
a beautiful thing.
We were at Lecom Harbor Center and I watched Zach Benson in development camp and then the prospect challenge. And I said, he has a little Pepe Lemieux in him, a little Claude Lemieux in him.
Yeah.
And, you know, Claude Lemieux, say what you want to say about him. He won, right? He won cups. He was effective. He was a good player.
Yeah.
Benson
involved,
could be that pain, in the neck every shift.
Every shift you're involved in the play.
Yeah.
So even, you know, a lot of I don't want to take away from your question, but with Brad Marchand being named to the Four Nations Cup early and people wondered about that. What is he, 30? He's not 36, is he?
He's getting to be mid-30s right now.
So he might be because I read it recently and I thought, holy crap.
He's 36. Up, he turned 36 in May.
So, but he's still involved. He's not the same as far as speed and everything else, but he's in every play. So
he got better as he got older.
That's what I like about Zach. Everywhere he has to be, he's there.
Yeah. Well, I was going to ask you about the defense, but I think we'll take a break. But before we go to break, I want to remind everybody that Sabres Embedded is going to premiere tomorrow night, 7 p.m. on the Sabres YouTube channel. You talk about all these acquisitions, trades, signings, all of it is going to be right there, behind the scenes conversations. season. So watch Buffalo Sabres Embedded. Welcome to the family. It's presented by Highmark, but it's going to be at 7 p.m. Tuesday night on Sabres YouTube. Don't miss that one. I'm sure we'll talk about it on Wednesday because I'll be watching it while I'm watching the Olympics. And that's what we'll talk about. We'll save the defense conversation for tomorrow, Dan, because we'll have plenty more to talk about. But I want to talk a little Olympic minute when we return here on Sabres Live on WGR 550 and MSG.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.